listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and today's topic is kind of near and dear to my heart. It's discussing a man named Dov Ciporin, and he truly exuded the spirit of service. I've had the opportunity to interview him multiple times over the years, and he became a very dear friend. And he was the recent subject of a Mormon Channel Here to Help episode called Thanks Turkey, which came out recently. And in the episode, Dov is recorded as he goes around in a turkey costume telling jokes and bringing gifts to terminally ill cancer patients at the Huntsman Cancer Research Center in Salt Lake City, Utah, on Thanksgiving. Now, the ironic thing about all of this is at the time of this recording, Dov was receiving chemotherapy treatment for his own stage 4 cancer. And he had been battling cancer for many, many years and going through a lot of troubles. He's also a young father and had two young children. So I want you to listen into a little bit of this clip.
So today it's about thanks. We're saying thanks to the patients, the other patients that help us through it, and to the people that work here that help us live.
This is Dov talking to his Thanks Turkey group, which was just about to go deliver goodie bags to the patients and staff at the Cancer Institute. It started in the lobby, and then everyone dispersed, heading up the stairs or toward the elevators, all dressed as turkeys.
Remember what I said in there? People may react differently. A lot of you know, a lot of you have been through it, so people may be frustrated. They may not want to have somebody come over and hand them stuff. Just respect that if you can. Otherwise, we're like ninja turkeys. We go, we say thank you, we spread some happiness, and that's it. A little round of applause for all of you that are here. Thank you.
Now, this recording was made in November 2014, and Dov sadly passed away just 5 months later after battling his own terminal cancer. And there is no one, I don't think, that I've ever met before who has had such an impact, a positive impact, immediately on everyone that he meets around him. If you know him or if you've had the experience of meeting him, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But if not, I encourage you to look up more about him and watch some of the other videos from him. He was just a remarkable, remarkable human being. And the producer suggested that I share how I met him. So I several years ago, many years ago, I was running a race. I was running a relay race called Wasatch Back here in Utah. And it was a particularly tough leg of the race. It's a kind of all-night, all-day relay race. And I was running next to a guy who was wearing a hospital gown, and he was pulling an IV with fluids. And I thought, oh, that's nice. He's running with a hospital. You know, maybe he's a nurse or a doctor or something, and he's running for a good cause. But every few minutes, I noticed that he would stop and curl up on the side of the road, and he threw up a few times, and it was clear that he was in a lot of pain. And I couldn't get him out of my head. And I realized after the fact that he was truly sick, that he was really struggling during this race. And the hospital gown was kind of a gimmick, but the rest of it was not. And so I couldn't get him out of my head, and I was training for a marathon, and I went to a park to run a few weeks later, and lo and behold, the same guy was there running at the park. And so I talked to him. He was there with his brother-in-law, and I stopped him and talked to him about Ragnar and what had happened. And he said that he was battling stage 4 colon cancer, but that he just really loved to run, and it was kind of his way of sticking it to cancer, that he would run these long-distance races, that he had run multiple marathons and distance races while he was undergoing cancer treatment. So just a pure inspiration, Dov Ciporin. Well, the quote of the day comes from Spencer W. Kimball. He said, "We all have opportunities to render service to others. That is our calling and our privilege. In serving the needs of others, we are mindful of the words of the Savior. Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, ye have done it unto me." And that comes from Matthew 25:40. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.